Okay, good morning. Chanukah Sameach, Lichtig Chanukah Ta'al, Chav Hei Kislev, Tavshin Pei Gimel, Yom Rishon of Chanukah. I hope everyone had a meaningful and uplifting evening last night with the Chanukah Licht and whatever you were busy with, hopefully with Besoros Tovos. So let us start with the Tefillah Al Hadibur, please. Yubala Sha'olam, Yiratim Afanecha, Rachum Rechanan, Shutin Zakeni, Ha'im, and Rechol Yom. Ishmar Pi Uvishoni Milashin Har Rechidus. Ezarma Dabar Filash Yachid, Vakoshkin Akaiso, Chedek Mahem Vakoshkin, Miswem Amidus of Shakosh Barhu. Ezarma Dabar Debe Shaker Hanufa Machokas Kaas Gaiva. Renounce Tarim Habanas Paramate Sonas Vakodibar Asur is a Kinishlo Dabar Kim Dabar Tsarich, Yani Gufi Vinafshi, Vilkama Saiva Dibu, I the Shame Shemaim, Amen. Amen. We are learning as Chus Aliyah Neshama and Zechirah Neshama for Tzvi Gersha Ben Yoel V'chana Lava Shalom, as well as for the Neshama of Zel Wolf Ben Yishai Lava Shalom. May both Neshamas have Zechiros and Aliyos the Tova and the Mayor of the Divrei Torah we all share this morning. With your permission for Besoros Tovas for Barach Abigail, Basrach Gita, Besoch Archele Yisrael. Okay, so welcome back everybody to our Shmir Salashim class learning. So I have a special class prepared. Based on last week's parasha, the Sedra of Vayishiv. So what I'm going to do is just begin by screen sharing. I have it for you right here. One second. Okay. I'm coming back to screen share. Okay, so we just learned parasha's Vayishiv. Story of Yosef is always read by the Yom Tov of Chanukah. So let us look. Today we're not going to be talking about Chanukah, we're talking about Inyanei Shmiras HaLashon. Fascinating insights into the Lashon Hara that Yosef spoke about his brothers. So on my screen you should be able to see Bereishis, and on this side of the screen you should be able to see Rashi. Vayishiv Yaakov Beretz Megurei, Aviv Beretz Canaan. Yaakov dwelled in the land of his father's sojourns in the land of Canaan. El Todos Yaakov, these are the offspring of Yaakov. Yosef ben Shva Asrei Shana, Yosef was 17 years old. Hayeroa and Achav, he was a shepherd with his brothers, but son with the flocks. Bunar Espenei Bilha Espenei Zilpa, he used to hang out, if you will. He was a lad with the sons of Bilha and the sons of Zilpa and the Shea Aviv, those were the Shvachos. Vayava Yosef Esti Basimra Elavim. And Yosef brought slander. Their slander, we're going to talk about the root of the word diba. What is the root of this word? Vayava Yosef Esti Basimra Elavim, who would bring Lashon Hara reports about them to father. So what did he speak about them? So you see Rashi over here, okay? Esti Basim Ra, call Rashi Yeroa Be'achav, any bad thing that he saw in his brothers, B'nei Leah, the sons of Leah. So according to Rashi, he's speaking Lashon Hara about the B'nei Leah to their father Yaakov. Hayamagid Aviv, he would tell his father. What was the Lashon Hara? Shayu Ochlin Evrim Minachai, he saw them eating a limb from a live animal. Umezazlim B'nei HaShvachos, the Kosen Avadim, to make fun of the Dan of Tali God Asher, the sons of the Shvachos, he called them servants. Vechashudim al harayos, and he suspected them about sexual immorality. Uveshloshtash dan lakam, because of this, Mida Kanega Mida, the Lashon Hara spoke, he was afflicted with these three areas. Vayishchatu zir izim b'mechiraso v'lo achlu chai. So they shechted a goat at the time of sale, and they didn't eat it live. Valdiba Shasipra Lein Shakarna Acheyem Avadim, and for the Lashon Hara, that he spoke about them, that they were calling their brothers, the sons of the Shvachos servants, La'evin Nimkar Yosef, therefore he was sold as a servant. Val Arayus Shasipra Lein, because he told that they were doing Dila Arayus, Atisayishas Adonav Es Enav, and Potiphar's wife saw Yosef and cast her eyes upon him. So the tragedies that befell him, the shechting of the seer Izim to tell father that he was killed, being sold as a servant, and Ashes Adona of Potiphar casting her eyes, excuse me, Ra'al Mida Kenegan Mida, for what the Lashon Hara he spoke about his brothers. And then the situation gets worse, and Israel loved Yosef more than all his other sons. He was the son of his old age, him. He made him a Ksodas Pasim. And the brothers saw their father loved him from all the other brothers, and they hated him, and they could not speak to him in peace. That's also a Mida Kenega Mida. He did not speak about them in peace, so therefore they could not speak to him in peace. He brought the Basim Ra'ah El Avihim, therefore they could not speak to him, L'shalom. And Yosef had a dream, and behold, he told it to his brothers, and they continued to hate him. And he said, listen to this dream that I dreamt, binding sheaves of wheat, his stands erect, all the sheaves bow down. And the brothers said, you're going to be ruler over us, you're going to be king over us, and they continued to hate him for his dreams and his words. Al Chalamosav Ve'al Devarav. What does Rashi say? Look at Rashi. al dibosom rasha ha yamevi lavi. So it seems to be that the Lashonah was ongoing. It does not appear from Rashi's pshat, at least, that it was like a one-time event. But this is not speaking about the dibosom, and now we're talking about his dreams. But Rashi says, in conjunction with the dreams, the pasuk says they hate him for his dreams and his words. Which words? Says Rashi, al dibosom rasha yamevi lavim. Over the bad, slanderous words he would bring to father. He has another dream. The heavenly bodies are bowing down to him. The father says, do you think I and mother and your brothers are going to come bow down to you? Just like it's possible for mother to come. I'm not going to come. And the brothers are jealous. His father guards the matter. They go to pasture the fox. And Yaakov sends Yosef to find his brothers. See the peace of the brothers, the peace of your brothers. A man finds him. Says, what are you looking for? He says, I'm looking for my brothers. Can you tell me where they are? So the man said, remember, his father sent him to Shechem. So the man said, they left here. Hishamati Omrim, I heard them saying, said the man, Ne'acho dos Yona, let us go to Dasan. Vayelech Yosef achar chav, and Yosef went to find his brothers. Vayimtzein b'Dasan, he found them in Dasan. So we see that they were not, we are in Shechem, and this man, who is the angel Gabriel, says Rashi, says that they went to Dasan. So what is the mean, Vayimtzein b'Dasan? So look on this side of the screen for Rashi, okay? First of all, Nasumi Zahi Suatzma min Acha, they moved away from brotherhood. What's Necho Dasyona? Levakish Lecha Nichle Dasos. They were looking for the translation according to Art's Grove, Nichle Dasos is conspiracies of law. I.e., says Art's Grove, legal pretext. Sheyim Sucha Baham. They wanted to put him to death. Dasyona is from the word Das, like religion. They were looking for legal pretext for a law. Somehow, parameters in Halacha, Nichle Dasos. Conspiracies of law, i.e. legal pretext, yismucha bahem, by which they may put you to death. So das is from the word law, and they're looking for some sort of law to put him to death. They see him coming from afar, and they plot to kill him. Okay, let us begin with all the insights and mefarshim that I prepared. So we're going to be starting, we are starting with Rav Shamsha Falhirsch, and I was thinking, what is this word, dibasam ra elavihem? Doesn't say Ve'ava Yosef as Lashon Hara or Davar, Dibur Davar. Ledabir is Dalet Beis Reish. Emor is Aleph Mem Reish, to speak. But what is Diba? So when you ever are not sure what a root word is, I find one of the best places to look is Rav Shamsher Falhirsch, who focuses so much on Shorashim and Chumash. So Rav Shamsher Falhirsch explains, Diba, Dalet Beis Hei, is from the root word Dalid Beis Beis. The root of Diba or Dibasim is Dalid Bet Bet, Dovav. It is related to Tafaf. It means the tottering gait of a little child. Davav, the root of Diba, is related to Tafaf. It means the tottering gait of a little child. In connection with words, Diba is the antithesis of Dibur and Emor. Diba, Dalet Beis Hei, is the antithesis of Ledaber and Lemor. Both Dibur and Amira denote coherent, intelligent speech. Ledaber, Lemor denotes coherent, intelligent speech. If Diba is the antithesis of that, Diba denotes idle talk and chatter. So it's not purposeful, meaningful, intelligent, coherent speech, which is the daber and the mor. It is rather chatter, idle talk. That's the pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, or first quote Shir HaShirim, Perek Zayin, pasuk Yud, Dovev Sifse Yeshenim. Dovev, there's the word, Sifse, the lips, Yeshenim, of the sleeper. The muttering of one who is just awakening from sleep. And just like, you know, someone's just waking asleep, sometimes they say things that are not coherent. Sometimes they say things that do not make sense. That is what this word means. It is idle chatter. It is idle talk. Therefore, in a narrower sense, Diba denotes slander, which has no inner or even outer connection with the facts. So just like someone who is talking when they wake up from their sleep, it doesn't make any sense. They might not make any sense. So too, someone who speaks Diba is not coherent, intelligent speech. It is rather idle chatter. And in this case, it denotes slander. Because just like idle chatter, awakening from sleep, has no inner or outer connection with the facts, so too, slander, Diba, has no inner or outer connection with the facts. And that's why you understand it's related to toddling or tottering gait of a little child. It's related to the unsteady gait of a little child because these are unsteady words. There is room to speculate, says Rav Hirsch. How do we interpret the Bashem here? The Pasuk says it's Lamed Zayin Beis. I showed it to you before on the screen. Vayave Yosef as the Bashem Ra El Avim. How do we interpret this? Either it means tales about them. He reported what he saw of them to father. And he neglected, says Rav Hirsch, Ladun Kaf Schus. So often, one of the main causes of our Lashon Hara, one is jealousy, one is Tzaras Ayin, but so often when we are not Dan Lakav Sechus, it leads to slanderous speech or idle chatter. So either means Vayava Yosef Esti Basam Ra'alavihem, tales about them. He reported what he saw of them to father. He neglected Ladun Lakav Sechus. He neglected to judge his brothers favorably. Thus, the Basam Ra. Or, the pronominal suffix, the basam, ends with a mem, refers to the immediately preceding sons, Bilha and Zilpah. What does that mean? V'hu na'ars b'nei Bilha b'nei Zilpah. V'yave Yosef as the basam ra'alavim. In this case, non-literal, or actually very literal. Listen, and he was a lad, he would hang out with the sons of Zilpah and the sons of Bilha, and Yosef would bring their reports to father. So in this case, says Rav Shamsham Farahosh, this pronominal suffix of the basamra refers back to the immediately preceding sons. Who are the immediately preceding sons in the Pasuk? The Bnei Zilpah and the Bnei Bilha. He would bring their tales about the other brothers back in an unfriendly way to father. So either he himself was peddling slanderous reports of other brothers, we already saw Rashi's opinion, Rashi's actually quoting the Gemara, or very interesting, V'hu nar es b'nei Zilpah u'b'nei Bilhah. Vayava Yosef es di basam ra'alvim. You know, like, remember in school when we were doing math, you had to, like, make an arch. This refers to that. Or maybe it was in grammar. What is the adjective referring to? You have to make an arch. So di basam, in this case, would be referring back to b'nei Zilpah, b'nei Zilpah. He would bring their slanderous reports back to father. So they, the b'nei Shvachos, would be speaking about the b'nei Leah. And Yosef would bring that Lashon Hara back to father. In a sense, it's almost even worse. It's like a double Lashon Hara. He's talking Lashon Hara about the B'nai Zilpah and the B'nai Bel. How about that they're speaking Lashon Hara about the brothers? And then he would bring actual Lashon Hara back to father. So that's what Rav Shamsham Farahosh says. It's related to Davev, Dalet Beis Beis. It's idle chatter. It's senseless speech. It's like someone who wakes up from a sleep and isn't making any sense. That is the root of slander. It has no connection, either inner or outer, to the reality of the matter. And this is what got Yosef into a lot of trouble. I'm now quoting from the Sefer called Essence of a Torah. It's a beautiful Sefer. Rabbi Pesim, Meretz Yisrael. So he has many, many Sefer. It's called Kol Essence of a Torah. This Sefer goes to every S, Aleph Tav, or Et. Like Bereshis Baruch Elokim Esa Shemayim V'Esa Arts. So it goes through every S in the Chumash, and it tells you what it includes. Chazal of a principle, S V'Gam L'Rabos. And the Chumash uses the word S, or Gam, it includes something else. We have an example by Megillas Rus. When Machlon and Kilion die, it says V'Gam, also Machlon and Kilion. So Rashi says, V'gam includes their flocks. Their flocks also die. Es and gam in Chumash include something else. They're coming to include. So it's also such a beautiful lesson because you learn that even words like es and gam are not just accidental. They too carry very deep meaning. So the Sefer called Es in Shabbat Torah, if you notice, the Pasuk says this and again, V'hu nar es b'nei Zilpah v'es b'nei Zilpah, Neshe Aviv, V'yave Yosef es di basam ra'alavim. Why doesn't it just say, V'yave Yosef di basam ra'alavim? That would make sense. V'yave Yosef di basam ra'alavim. You're just used to the Pasuk saying es. But you don't really need it to say es. That means it's coming to teach you something. What's the es? So, called Es in Shabbat Torah says, Es di basam ra, the Al Sheikh HaKadosh. She quotes the Al Sheikh HaChomesh. Vayave Yosef es di basam ra. Yosef brought their bad reports. Shehem shlosha dvarim. What was he speaking about? Three things. Now, this is not redundant on Rashi, even though it seems like it's going to be. Just let me get to the end of the insight, okay? What are the three things he spoke about? Pemosha on Muzal, like the sages of one of the Bracha say. Shanech shadu be'ever minachai. He suspected them of being over an Eiver Minachai. They were eating a limb from a live animal. V'shayu korim avadim l'b'nei ha-shvachos. And then he was calling the sons of B'nei, he was calling B'nei Zilpah and B'nei Zilpah, B'nei Bilha, and B'nei Zilpah, calling them servants. Vishahayu told him a name, Buvinosarts. And he said they're casting their eyes upon the daughters of the land. So these are the three things he accused them of. He accused them of Avram and Achai, being Mizalzel, the Bnei Shvachos, and Arayus. Now what's the added insight in the word S here in this phrase? Lahayus, this is from the Al-Shich, Kimilas S, Mirabah HaRishon. The word S includes the first sin. Dibasam, the word Dibasam in the Pasuk, he has Shenis, includes the second sin that he saw, thought he saw. Ra'ah, he has Shlishis. So listen again. Vayava Yosef, S Dibasam Ra'ah. The Al-Shich says S refers to the Avram and Achai that he thought he saw them eating. Dibasam refers to that they were calling the Bnei Shvachos Avadim. And Ra'ah refers to the third sin that they were looking at the Benosa Art. So S Dibasam Ra'ah. So as the Al-Shich, each refers to another sin. S Avram and Achai. Dibasam Korim to Bnei Shvachos Avadim. And Ra'ah refers to the third sin, and the third sin is casting their eyes upon the daughters of Canaan. Can you see when you expound the Torah, just a reminder, every word is so significant, each one comes to teach us something, and that's what the Al-Shich learns out. Esti Basamra, probably, someone actually gave me the Al-Shich recently, on Chumash, 2-volume set. It is not a newer set, it's very, very old. It's, if you would see, you would know what I mean. It's safer, but it's very small. Rashi script, just an entire page of like 2 columns of just Rashi script. Rashi, do you know what I'm talking about? Like the typeset, the layout, the font, Barakasham, I could read Rashi, but just the way the Sefer is, it's not so, can't explain. You have to see it practical. It shows you how far we've come in printing, Barakasham, and typesetting and layout. So I'm just giving the Al-Shech. I would imagine that the Al-Shech goes through how each of these words refers to one of the sins. How S, the Basam Ra, refers to one of each sins. That is what Kolas and Shabbat Torah brings us, that is what this is referring to. S, the Basam Ra, each one refers to a different sin that the Bnei Shvachos carried out. We now go to Ha'emek Davar, the great Rav Naftali Tzvi Yehuda mi Berlin, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, the Rosh Yeshiva of the Volozhiner Yeshiva, and a tremendous tzaddik, and I told you this before, I went to Rabbi Shai Shechter say that his father, Shlita Rav Heschel Shechter, did anyone see Mishpacha this week? There was something so nice, a beautiful piece by Ron Yitzchak Eisenman from Saig, New Jersey, and Rav Heschel Shechter. Did anyone see? No, it was so nice. He was Mishamishim for a number of years. He had the Azchus to walk him, I think, from the apartment to Yeshiva for 6 years. It was in the main Mishpacha. It was beautiful. Anyway, I heard Rabbi Shai Shechter once say about his father, that his father says, Shlita, about the Emek Dabra. The Emek Dabra, the Nitziv thought he was a Rishon. The way he darshans Chumash, he thought it was a Rishon. So his methodology of expanding upon the Chumash, that's how great the Emek Dabra, the Nitziv is. So what does it mean, Vayave Yosef Esti Basimra? Vayave Yosef, says the Nitziv in his Emek Dabra. Oh wait, I just need to show you something first because it's going to be relevant for the other mafarshim that are coming. Just 1 second, please. I need to go to Bamidbar by Chayim Araglim. 1 second. I'm coming back to you. Okay. So could you see that I'm in Bamidbar Perikid Gimel? Yes, thank you very much. Okay, well, Bamidbar Perikud Gemel and Parshat Shlach is the sin of the spies. Shlach Chanashim Bisuras Yeretz Kanan Asher Nosen Bnei Bnei Yisrael. Moshe sends spies. He tells them to check out the land. What's it like? Fortified, weak, open, enclosed. What are the people? What's the fruits? Bring us back some fruit so we could see. So they go up. And they say, so we came to the land of Yusenet, Zavach al the Dvash, here's its fruit, but the people who are sitting there, the cities are very fortified. We saw giants, Amalek is in the south. Kalev hushes the people. The people say, we can't go up. Look, Paraglam, Yud Gimel Pasuk Lamed Beis, you say you see it on the screen. Oh, Vayotziu Dibas Haaretz Asher Taru Osa. Vayotziu Dibas Haaretz, they put forth the slander support of the land that they scouted out, El Bnei Israel, to the children of Israel, Ha'aretz Asher Arvanu Ba, La Turasa, the land that we crossed through to scout it out, Eretz Ochal Shoshvei. This is what they told the Bnei Israel, it's a land that consumes its inhabitants, and all the nations that we saw in it are men of great stature. Now, in this case, I want to point out something. Here you're going to see on the screen 37. This is Bereishis. I went back to Bereishis for a second. If you look in Pasuk Beis, which is what we're speaking about, Vayave Yosef Esti Basam Ra'al Aviv. Vayave Yosef Esti Basam. And in Bamidbar, it's Vayotziu Diba. So one is Vayave Diba, and one is Hotza'as Diba. Those are two very different things. Vayavo and Lehotziu, one is to come or to bring in, and the other is to take out. So do you see that? You see what I'm showing you? You see my screens. When I go from Bereishis to Bar Mivri, thank you so much. So, Vayave Yosef Esti Brasim Ra'alvim. Yosef brought back. Sander supports the father. But when it comes to the Meraglim, they also spoke Lashon Hara. They were banished from Eretz Yisrael. By the way, Yosef spoke Lashon Hara and was banished from Eretz Yisrael. The Meraglim spoke Lashon Hara and was banished from Eretz Yisrael. Tells us something about the power of Lashon Hara. But Lamaisa, Yosef is Vayave. And by the brothers, it's Vayotziu. Vayave Dibe, Vayotziu Diba. So what's the pshat? So the Ha'emek Davar says, in his commentary to Bereishis, this is the Ha'emek Davar on Bereishis, but he references the pasuk from Bamidbar. The Ha'emek Davar says, B'sefer Bamidbar, and Sefer Bamidbar, Yud Gimel Lamed Beis, which is what you see on my screen, B'arnu, we already clarified, D'hamesaper in Yanei Chaver. By the way, it's funny what I was saying about the Al-Sheikh, because the Ha'emek Davar is just columns of Rashi script. So the Maisa, fine. Maybe I should give Al-Sheikh another try, because I learned from the Ha'emek Davar when I prepare my shiur. Okay. Bi'arnu. So we clarify. Damasapar in Yanei Chaveru l'rabim makri motzi. Okay. What's the difference between Vayave Diba and Vayotziu Diba? Because there has to be a difference. Because you know, because I say it a million times, nothing in the Chumash is an accident. So if that's Vayave Diba and this is Vayotziu Diba, what's the pshat? Because you already know, if you never learn with me, then maybe you never heard this, but if you learn with me ever, even once, you heard me say, nothing in the Torah is, if you can't fill in the blanks, then you never learned with me before. Nothing in the Torah is an accident. So if that's Vayave by Yosef, and this is Vayotziu by the Meraglim, what's the pshat? So the Emek Davar explains to us the difference, okay? We explain by Bamidbar, and Pasha Shach says the Emek Davar, wait, I need to sneeze. Excuse me. The Sefer Bamidbar Yud Gimel Lamed Beis Bi'arnu Ta Mesaper In Yanei Chaveru Lerabim Makri Motzi. Like the Makri is the one who calls out the kolos for shofar Lahavdil. Someone who tells the matters of his friend in public is called a motzi. Now that makes sense because when you think of a motzi shema, that's a motzi shema. Doing a motzi shema is staying publicly. He could be to one person, but motzi, lahotzi, you're taking out your words. You're telling many people. Ula olam hu lera'a. Someone who comes and tells inyanei chaveru lerabim, matters of his friend. By the way, the translation is my own because it's mamish columns of Rashi script and there's no translation here. Okay. Bi'arudam esaper in yanei chaveru l'rabim makri motzi ula olam hu l'ra. Someone who goes and he tells the matters of his friend in public to others, it's always with bad intention. It's always bad. That's a principle. Kidi isa bevaba basra dav kuf samech dalet. So obviously I don't know much about Gemara, just the parts that I'm able to learn and quote, but it said Dav Kuf Samech Dalad. So I thought it was Baba Basra so long, Kuf Samech Dalad, that's 164. So the Maisa went to the Baba Basra, yeah, Taka. There are many blad in Baba Basra. So like the Gemara says in Baba Basra, Kuf Samech Dalad, Al Yisaper B'Shivcho Shel Chaveru, Shemitoch Shivcho Bali De Gnuso. Gemara tells us, you should not even say compliments about your friend. Shouldn't walk into a room with 10 people. Public is considered Ba'api Talisa. We spent a long time in Venice for Lashon Kass, if anyone remembers. I hope so. Ba'api Talisa in the presence of three. You shouldn't even go to four, five, six people and compliment your friend. She's an amazing person, you say in public. Why shouldn't you do that? You think that that's such a nice thing. You give an example of what she does that's good? No. Because that is Misaper in Yanei Chaveru L'Rabim. It doesn't say Misaper Rishus Chaveru B'Rabim. In Yanei Chaveru. You're just telling the matters of your friend, but it's in public. Ula olam hu lera. It's inevitably always going to be bad. Because what's the problem if you're in public and you say something nice about someone? You just tell in yanei chaveru. Excuse me. What's going to happen is someone else in that group is going to have something negative to add. You know what she, you think she's so great. You know what she did to me last year? Therefore, the Gemara in Bava Basra says, Daf Kuf Samech Dalet, Al Yisaber B'Shivcho Shel Chaveiro. Shouldn't even compliment somebody else. It's very hard. I think that's difficult, because if something positive happens, you want to share with us. It's about somebody else, but it's positive. To you, it could be totally positive. That's fine, but you just went in public and you bared in Yanei Chaveiro. Shemitoch Shivcho Bali Deg Muso. If you speak the Shavach, you're going to come. Someone in the group is going to come to speak the Gnai. The disparagement. Umishum hachi, and therefore, because of this, Ksiv b'Mishlei, I'm continuing with the Hemek Davar. It says b'Mishlei in Perek Yod, and I saw this reference somewhere else as well in the Mikros Gedolos. In another source, this pasuk is referenced in the Mikros Gedolos in Perek Yod, that of Mishlei. But here it is, Mishlei. Okay. That the pasuk says in Mishlei Perek Yod, Umotzi diba hu kisil, one who is motzi diba, who projects forth idle chatter, we already explained what diba is according to Rav Shamsher and Frosh, is a fool. Afilu einu l'ra. Emek Davar says, even if you don't mean for the bad. It's very frightening, because I think, for me, maybe not for you, when someone does something good for us, or we admire somebody, or you sometimes want to share it, and it could be, the Emek Davar is saying, you mean totally for the good. Afilu einu l'ra. Maybe you mean it neutral, maybe you mean it for the good, but you go and say it in front of a crowd of people, you are called a motzi diba, so you are called a motzi diba. And Mishlei says, motzi diba hu kisil. Someone who is motzi diba is a fool, afilu einu l'ra. Because it's almost inevitable, although Chazal say it is inevitable. I was just reading an excerpt of Mishpacha the week before, an excerpt on the new biography of Rav David Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. And he said that every single thing Chazal say is absolutely true. It's emes lamito. Sometimes people say what the Gemara says. It's adapted. It's not adapted. We have to adapt it for our times. It's not true. They lived in different times. There was a number of examples in the biography how he showed that whatever Chazal say is absolutely true, even if we don't understand it, it's absolutely true. So the Gemara says, Al yusapra shivcha shel chaveiro. Just don't compliment your friend in public. Shemitoch shivcha boli degnus. I'll tell you, I'm not on such a level. But maybe I have to try harder. It's not talking about calling your mother to give nachs about the children, and you know your great aunt is there, and your mother, and I don't know your sister, and it could be jealous of your sister actually. But it's not talking about saying somewhere where there's going to be pure nachas. Okay, so use your seicha, but it's a problem, and this is called a motzi dibra afilu eino l'ra. So now let's go back to the meraglim. Vayotziu dibra sa'aretz. This is certainly Barabim. It says that they are talking to the Bnei Yisrael. Vayutziu diba sasher taru also al Bnei Yisrael lemer. That's certainly ba'apei talisa. That's ba'apei 2.5 million people. They brought forth the slanderous report in public. In this case, by the way, they did intend to bat. But even if they didn't intend to bat, they still shouldn't have said anything. They were giving Moshe a report. Perhaps they should have just gone to Moshe and Aaron privately and brought that back, the report to Moshe. And Moshe could have decided what to do with the information. The fact that they speak publicly to Bnei Yisrael, Hotza as diba, it's always l'ra'a. What about by Yosef? By Yosef, the pasuk says, I just went back to Bereshis Lamed Zayin, Aval ha-mesaper in Yanei Chaveiro li-yachid. You tell in Yanei Chaveiro that matters concerning your friend to one person. Makri mevi, someone who brings. Oh, this already gives us a clue before we even go further. We're not finished. They make davar. By the Meraglim in Perek Yud Gimel of Shlach, it says, Hotziu diba sa'aretz. El Bnei Yisrael. Hotzas diba berabim. It's always for bad. Don't do it. However, HaMesaper Inyani Chavir Liyachid, you have to tell one person one thing about somebody else. Makri mevi. That's not Hotzas diba, it's mevi diba. Look at what the pasuk says by Yosef. It's highlighted on my screen for you. Vayave Yosef. That's the basamra el avihem. Yosef, a yachid, brought back the speech. Now we already saw Rav Shamsher Falhush and Rashi. So according to Rashi, he's talking about the brothers, the Bnei Leia. According to Rav Shamsher Falhush, the second pshat, very interesting. The basamra means he's bringing the Lashon Hara that the Bnei Shvachu spoke about the Bnei Leia back to Yosef. But Lamaisa, he's speaking to one person. Who? Yaakov Avinu. That's Vayave Diba. So the Emek Davar says, HaMesaper Inyani Chavir Liyachid, Makri Mevi. V'az Eino Muchach Sheyagi L'ra. It is, if you come and you tell one person something about your friend, that's into Inyani Chaviro. Doesn't say in Yoni Tova or in Yoni Ra. In Yoni Chavir could be a neutral statement. If you say it in public, Chazal say, I guarantee you, it's going to become negative. Don't do it, your Hotza Astiba. Now, if you come to a Yachid and you say something about in Yoni Chavir to one person, Eino Muchach Sheyagil Ra. In this case, it's not proven, it's not certain it will become negative speech. Im Lo Shemifare Shuhul Ra. Unless explicitly, it is explicitly stated that it's for bad. It's not a guarantee when a person says in yanei chaveru to the yachid that I'll be for bad. Mishum hachi, and because the kaker we have to be when you're in chamesh, there's a difference between vayave diba and hotza as diba. Maybe diba to one person in yanei chaveru, there's no guarantee it's for bad, unless says the ha'emek davar, it explicitly states it's for the bad. Mishum hachi, because of this, kan shehevi Yosef dvarav odos achiv la'avihem levado, because of this, because Yosef brought words of the behavior of his brothers to father alone, it says specifically alavihem, mishum hachi perish hakasuv kan vayave estibasam ra'a. That's why the Emek Davar says, what's the kash of the Emek Davar on Chumash? Why do you need the word ra'a? Isn't diba always ra'a? Once again, every single word in the Torah is important, significant, and with intent. Otherwise, it wouldn't be there. So first we spoke about S. S, the Basar Ma, says the Al-Sheikh. Each one equals another sin. But in this case, the kasha of the Emek Davar is, why do you need to say Ra? Just say, Vayave Yosef Esti Basam Elavim. Wouldn't I understand that they're speaking Lashon Hara? Diba is idle chatter. It is like someone waking up from a sleep, says Rav Sham Sham Fahu, based on a pasuk from Shir Shirim. It has no content or meaning. So if they bring Diba, wouldn't it be bad? No, says the Emek Davar. Why not? Not necessarily, because it Hotza'as Diba is always bad, because that indicates public. Maybe diba to the yachid about an yanei chaveru is not a guarantee it's bad unless it specifies bad. Us is the Emek Davar. Therefore, he darshins. What word clues you in that they were speaking bad? Ra'a. Mishum hachi kan shevi Yosef drav odos achiv laviyam levado. And therefore, because of this, because Yosef brought words of the reports of the brother to father himself, mishum hachi, therefore, peirush hakasuv kan vayaves dibasam ra'a. And therefore, the pasuk needed to specify, says the Emek Davar, dibasam ra, because you might not know it's Sanders, you might not think it's bad because it's mevi diba instead of hotza as diba. Okay, now we go to the Meshech Chachma, which is not a Rashi script, but also doesn't have translation. The Meshech Chachma, the great Rav Meir Simcha Kohen Midvinsk, he is the most famous for. Such beautiful Pshat on Chumash, very, very deep, beautiful Perush on Chumash, really. He is the most famous, however, for his pshat by the Kalos in Bechukosai. I'm not sure if it's in Bechukosai or Kisavo, but on the Kalos are in Bechukosai and Kisavo. The Emek Davar is the most famous for, no, the Meshech Chachma is the most famous for his famous pshat that they think Berlin is Jerusalem. By the Kalos. Okay. Anyway, he has many other things to say in Chumash, all of which are worthwhile studying. Okay. So he's actually commenting on Pasuk Dalet. Okay. So the Dibas Nam Ra'a is in Pasuk Beis, Pasuk Gimel. Ve'Yisrael Havas Yosef Mikol Banav Kibens Kunim. Though Israel loved Yosef more than all the other sons, because he was a son of wisdom to him. Kibens Kunim Hulo says Targum Unklus. Barcha came Hule, everything he learned in Shem and Eber, he transmitted to Yosef. Also looks on his pasim, he made him a cloak of many colors. Vayiru Achav, this is what the pasuk the Meshech Chachma is going to be quoting on, but he goes back to talk about the Dibasam Ra. Vayiru Achav ki oso ahavavim. The brothers see that he, father, loves, Mikol Achav, more than all other brothers. Therefore, Vayishnu also. They hated him. They cannot speak to him in peace. So what's the Psha? The Pasuk says that the brothers see, father loved him, Mikol Echov. That's his Kasha. And therefore, they hated him. Why did they hate Yosef? And what does it mean that father loved him more than all the other brothers? So I quote from Meshech Chachma, the first entry, if you will, of the Meshech Chachma to Parshas Vayishiv, on Pasuk Dalet. Vayu echav ki oso havavim mikol echav vayisnu oso ha'enyan. The matter is, so the Meshech Chachma can be very difficult to learn. It needs clarification. My Meshech Chachma has the glosses and the notes, the erudition of Rav Kuberman. Would anyone ask what a mechah? He was the dean at Hedemichal. When I was there, he actually led us on our Poland trip. When I finished Mechala in June, so there was an optional, you had to pay, it wasn't part of the school year, to go to Poland. And Rav Cooperman, Svaran Vracha, led the trip. Tremendous Talmud Chacham, and Mechaber Svaram, and visionary. Anyway, so the Rav Cooperman helps us understand the Meshech Chachmas. The Meshech Chachmas says, Ha'inyan. What's the kasha? Says Rav Cooperman. Madua hidgisha Torah sha'avoso mikol echav. Rav Cooperman says, what the Meshech Chachmas is bothered by is, why does it say, and the brothers see, the father loved them, mikol echav. Just say, ki osa avia me'achav. It's not on purpose. I'm really speaking about the topic of Dibas Amra. Prepare, this is a new shira. Every source that I quote is brand new for me, by the way. Never learned these mafarshim before on this. But another side point of this shir is on how medactic you have to be when you learn Chumash and realize that every letter is important. S, call S in Shabbat Torah. Diba, the Shorash, Rav Sham Shem Fal Hirsch. Vayave Hotzi Diba Ra, the Ha'il Mekdavar. So, Mamish, every word comes to teach you something. You can't learn Chumash and just, think this part's not significant and that word is insignificant. So the kasha of the Meshech Chachma is, why does it say Mikol Echav? And the brothers see that father loved Yosef Mikol Echav. Says the Meshech Chachma, Ha'inyan. De below ze ha yisuvuri pneishu ben Rachel ovaso. The brothers have room to think, but they were certain that Yaakov prefers Yosef because he's the son of Rachel, Yaakov's beloved. Lachein ohev gam b'nei yoser mikulam. They may have been able to accept that. They knew that Rachel was Zekeres Abayis. So Rashi tells us that about three times in Sefer Bereishis by these parshios, that Rachel is Zekeres Abayis, not Leah. So if he loved Rachel's children more than the b'nei Shvachus and the b'nei Leah, okay, the Rav Rachel more, therefore he loves Yosef and Binyamin more. And Rav Cooperman adds a gloss, the ahava zu the kishatzma lo haisim viya osam ledesina. Interesting. Rav Cooperman says this love in and of itself, this love in and of itself, meaning the love of Yaakov to Yosef and Binyamin in and of itself, lo haisim viya osam ledesina. It would not have brought them to hate Yosef the way they hated him. Meshech Chachma is saying there has to be something deeper. It's not just stam that he loved Yosef more than all the other brothers because he was B'nai Rachel. There has to be something else going on. Aval. So if it was just he loved B'nai Rachel more, they could have accepted it. However, aval, kisher ra'u ki oso ahav mikol echav hainu af mibinyamin. V'Yisrael havas Yosef mikol banav. Mikol includes even more than Binyamin. If it would have said, and Israel loved Yosef and Binyamin more because they're the children of the Keres Abayis, so the brothers could have accepted that. But when the brothers see, Vayu Echav ki oso avim mikol Echav, lerabos Binyamin, kasher ra'u ki oso avim mikol Echav, when he sees that they love, that he, Yaakov, loves Yosef more than all the other brothers, hainu af Binyamin, even more than Binyamin, lakein hu vadai mipnei hadiba shemevi aleihem. I highlighted it. I don't know if you could see. Yeah, you could see. Yeah, I see, yeah. And when I was preparing, I was really smiling. I said, Hashem loves me, because when I first opened the Meshech Chachma, I thought, he doesn't comment on the Diba Samra. He starts his Perush to Vayesha by Pasuk Dalet. The Dibas Amra comes in Pasuk Beis. But then when I read this, I really smiled, because he connects Mikol Echav back to the Dibara. Listen again. Lachain, because it's not that Yaakov loved Yosef and Binyamin. They could have handled that. They could have accepted it. The fact that he loves Yosef specifically, even from Binyamin. Lachainu vadai mipnei hadiba shemevi aleihem. Certainly, it is because of the Lashon Hara he brought about them. So, Vayu Echav Kiosavim Mikol Echav refers back to Vayave Yosef Asti Basar Ma Alavim. Because otherwise, he would have loved Binyamin also. It was just because they're the B'nai Rachel. And then the B'nai Leah could have handled that. Vadayhu Mipnei Hadiba Shemevi Aleim. So, when we speak Lashon Hara about others, whether it's with a good intention, a not good intention, Masen Arus, like Yosef, it invokes the fury and the wrath of the subject upon ourselves. And the ultimate end is, well, Yachud Arbu L'Shalom. And the ultimate end is, everyone's kicked out of Eretz Yisrael. It happened by Yosef and his brothers. Yosef who read Mitzrayim. It happened by the Meraglim. It happened by Bayesheni. Aval Kosher Ro, and we're still here. You don't think the Gaulus is long enough already? We said it last night. Ki Archa Lanu HaYeshua. Ve'in Keitzi Mehara. Sorry. Such a long galus. It's taking forever. Ki archalani Yeshua, where's the salvation? It's so long from us. The in case the Meharai Ribonishalom, is there an end? And I dive and I think, how does a Dar Golden's mother wake up, function? Ron around had a baby when he was taken. There's not even kavura. Lashon Har of Yosef against his brothers, that took Gaulus Mitzrayim on an individual and then national level that began as a family of 70 and spiraled into the Gaulus of the entire nation. The Hotzia Diba of the Meraglim, which is always for bad when it's Barabim, led to the whole nation of that generation. You know, on Eretz Yisrael, he spoke Lashon Har, but I'd say you won't go there. The Gemara tells us, and so to tas on the base, but the sin is chinem. Dokrin zetze becharvat shablashonam. Leads to the churban batei mikdash and the galus that we're still on. Dechei admo b'tzal tzalmo. We ask Hashem to push away Edom, Rome, and the netherworld into the depths. Hakim lenu roim shiva. It's not coming yet. The story of Yosef is always read by Chanukah, always. There are many reasons, but perhaps this is one reason. Chanukah we light a small licht in a very dark world, in a very dark galus. I asked the Rebbe to bring the Yeshua. So Hashem says, okay, you want the Yeshua? Take a lesson from the story of Yosef, which is always read, always, 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 by Chanukah. Many reasons. This is a less obvious one. You're turning to me for the Yeshua, I'm turning to you for the Yeshua. If you perpetuate the sin, they brought about the galus of the brothers and Yosef. The exile of the Nahum Midbar, Dordea, but they lost Eretz Yisrael. And they began galus Romi. Don't look to me for Gula, look to yourselves for Gula. About Kasher Rao, ki also have Mikol Achav. We're just finishing up the Meshach Chachma. Hainu af mi Binyamin. If Yaakov loved Yosef even more than Binyamin, then it can't just be because these are the Bnei Rachel, which they would have tolerated and they could have looked away. Lakenu uvadai mipnei hadiba shemevi alem. It is certainly because of the Lashon Hara he was speaking about them. Umiskabid umisyakar eitz avim bekolonam. And he was miskabid, honored. Umisyakir, made precious, yakar, eitz avim by their father, bekolonam in their shame. Actually, to look up the Kolonam on Google Translate, it's one word I didn't understand. Umis kabed, umis yaker, mit kabed, umit yaker. He had kavod. He had yakar ma'od, very precious. My father, the Kolonam, in their shame. Lakein vayishnu oso. That's why it first says vayishnu oso. This is the first time we're told they hate him. Right after vayu achav ki oso avivim, mi kol achav. It must be a father loves him more than all of us, including Binyamin. It says Mikol Achav. Binyamin's already born. He was born in Paraglamin A. It must be. It's not because of the Bnei Rachel. It has to be from something else. It must be they darshan. Vayava Yosef esti basam ra'alavihim. That's why father loves him. He's giving himself a kibud. He's giving himself a preciousness by father because of our shame. Lakein vayishnu oso. Therefore they hated him. Therefore, v'lo yachud abu l'sham. When their sin is chinam, then achim, Rabbanu Shalom says, try and stay in my rent. So I think about that tonight when you light candles and you say Ki Archalanir Yeshua Vein Kesi Meira. Say Hashem Dechei Adman, push away Adam already, but Sal Tzamar, push them away into the nether realm. Hakim Lanuim, she wasn't a time to establish for us the seven shepherds of Gula. So Hashem said, yeah, it's time. Of course it's time. But if we perpetuate the behavior leads to Gaz, we're going to remain in Gaz. Last word of the Meshech Chachma, Upashot. My Peshat is very clear. It's just Pashat. It's just Pashat. It was explained, not explained, it was obvious to the brothers that Yaakov didn't favor Yosef because he was a B'nai Rachel. Favored Yosef. Vayavi Yosef esti basar ma'alaviyam. So we spoke with Rashi, what the Diba was, Misham Sharon Fel Hirsch, on the Shoresh Diba, idle chatter, tottering of a little child, someone who just wakes up from a sleep, doesn't make any sense. The Pshat of Rav Hirsch, the Basar Ma'ah, which is very interesting, refers to the B'nai Le'im, B'nai Zilpa, and B'nai Bilha, the Basar, which he brought back to father, a turn of Pshat, called Esin Shabbatorah, Es the Basar Ma'ah, refers to their three sins, Emek Davar. Emek Davar teaches us, what do we learn by the Emek Davar? I closed it already. I'm just recapping for you. We could all rewind. Oh, the Emek Davar is very important, of course. Hotza'as Diba or Mevi Diba. Hotza'as Diba Rabim, it's always for Gnai. Mevi Diba the Yachid might not be for Gnai. Therefore, the Torah to specify it was the Basim Ra'ah. And finally, the Meshech Chachma, where he proves from the Lashon that he didn't love Yosef more because he was the son of Rachel. Through the Klonam, their shame, Yosef had mitkabed umityaker, etzo aviyam lachin v'yishna oso upasha. It's a painful galus. You have to reverse the process. Learn from the story of Yosef. When we ate the Chanukah lecht, Be'ezor Hashem, we zocha to learn the lessons. And then taka, finally, Edom will be pushed away. And perhaps then the geula that began with the galus of Yosef will finally come. I wish everybody a lichtige Chanukah, an uplifting and meaningful Chanukah of Geula and Yeshua, and Be'ezor Hashem again Chodesh. Thank you so much, everybody. Kol Tov and Besoros Tov. Thank you for joining us.